Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. We all know that exercise is good for us, that moving our body is really important, and there's so many benefits. And then we become moms, and we quickly realize our time isn't as flexible as it used to be when we were single or when we didn't have kiddos. And as moms, we oftentimes have an excuse, well, I have little kids, I can't exercise, or if I can't do it right, might as well just not do it all, or how do I even remain consistent with this new habit? It is really, really hard to create new habits. Well, in this episode, I have a special guest. Her name is Rebecca, and she is a mom of four kids herself, and she helps other moms with creating exercise routines and sticking with them and eating healthy and just prioritizing yourself physically and mentally so then you can show up as your best self for your kiddos. And we cover these topics in this episode today. Why do we even need exercise? And how does exercise help us with mental health and processing emotions? What do we do when we have no time to exercise? What do we do when we have that perspective all or nothing? I can either do it all right or just not do it at all. Or how do we stick with a new routine and stay consistent? So these are the things that we talk about in this podcast episode. And if this is a topic that's been kind of hot for you and you want to take good care of your physical well-being so you have more energy for your kids, this episode is for you. Please tune in. Hey friends, welcome back to Emotionally Healthy Legacy Podcast. I have a special guest today with us, and her name is Rebecca, and we are going to be talking about how to start exercising as a mom if you're busy and you have no time, and how to remain consistent, because we all know that exercise is good for us, but many of us have a hard time actually getting into our routine and sticking with it. So Rebecca, welcome. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So before we jump into the interview, I love to ask this question. All the guests that come on, what is something you've been loving lately?
So it just started to be a little chilly outside, and I actually love the colder weather, and we built a fire last night and had hot dogs on the fire, and that was just such a fun time. We let the kids stay up too late, and I'm loving sweater weather.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah. I live in Florida, and for us right now it has cooled off, so during the day it's still in the 80s and really warm, but in the mornings and evenings, right now in the fall time as we're recording, it's actually really nice. It's like mid-70s, and so it's really nice to go on a walk and feel a breeze. I'm like, oh, this feels really nice. But I lived in Minnesota most of my life, and we just recently moved here, so it's been a big change, and I don't miss the cold weather, actually. The super cold weather. It's like winter time is in the negatives in Minnesota. Like, no, thank you. I don't miss it. So tell our audience a little bit about what you do and about your family, where you guys are from, just so they can get to know you a little bit better.
Well, my name is Rebecca, and I currently live in Charlotte, North Carolina. I grew up in Virginia, and we had snow there, and I don't miss the snow either. I grew up in the mountains, and I do not miss the snow. And my husband actually grew up in New York, upstate New York, and he also does not miss the snow. But we have four kids. They are 10, 8, 4, and 5 months. And we are a homeschool family. I run a business inside of the home, and he runs one outside of the home. We have two cats and a 9-month-old bull mastiff puppy that just weighed in at 96 pounds. And you know what? We prefer the outdoors. We love to be outside, and we've been spending a lot of time with that dog outside lately. So that's a little bit about me and where I'm from. And then I am a coach for moms that helps with weight loss and strength gain. And I do that. That's my very rewarding job.
Yes, and I love that. We both have 4 kids and 3 boys and a girl. So you know what it's like to have a home full of energy and lots of boys running around. So you relate with that.
I definitely do.
Yes. So you are here. You're on my podcast to talk about how we need exercise to live our best lives. And tell me a little bit about why do you believe that is? Why do you feel that as Christian women, we need to exercise on a regular basis to live our best lives?
So I believe at my core that every person on this earth is here for a reason, and we all have a purpose. Along with that, we each only get one body. And in order to live our best life, in order to complete that purpose and that mission that we have, or all the missions that we might have as we go throughout our life, we really need to feel good. And not only that, but I feel like we're supposed to feel good. We're not supposed to feel bad. And exercise really plays a crucial part in feeling good. Exercise at its base level helps us to manage our weight, gain strength. It improves our ability to do daily tasks. It keeps us, you know, healthy and moving. But on much larger levels, exercise helps us to combat disease. And as we get older, it helps us to move well. And it's really just, I see it as something that's very counterintuitive to most people, but really exercise and exerting energy, it actually helps us combat fatigue. It gives us energy. And even on, you know, cellular levels, it helps us regulate hormones and stress. So exercise daily, it directly affects our confidence levels and our mental health.
Yeah, that's a great answer. And even like from my perspective, I'm a stress coach for Christian moms. Moving your body on a regular basis is a way to relieve stress, and even like emotions move through motion. So if you're having a hard day, you're feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling stressed out, moving your body can be really, really helpful to move those emotions through your body, depending on what it is. Sometimes it could be just stretching. Sometimes you want to do something more intense, but moving your body is really crucial. And like, as you were talking about, like just the quality of life is improved. And I remember here, somebody, they were talking about eating healthy and spending money like a lot on the wellness. Let's say people our age in their 30s, and then it's hard. It's a commitment. You got to spend the time, you got to spend the resources, you got to exercise, you spend time in that and money in it. I'm like a gym membership or whatever, or you're going to have to spend money on the flip side when you have all these health issues. So pick your hard. Which one do you want? It's going to be hard either way. Pick your heart. And this past weekend, my parents were on a trip, and my parents are in their 60s, and they were on a trip with some of their friends that were in their youth group when they were growing up. So all of them were multiple couples. They're all in their 60s and their kids are all grown up, but they all went together to a cabin. And there were several people that couldn't go out for walks and just even much mobility because they just had to stay put. Just they had a heart issue, or you know, their knees were hurting, hips were hurting. Several of them are quite overweight, and they were not able to just even go for a walk for half an hour because of their mobility. And they're missing out on some connections and just spending time with people. And you're so right. It does affect our bodies and the diseases and stuff. And so just I remember one hearing this mama saying once, and she's also a Christian podcaster, and she was saying, she's like, your kids are not your excuse. They are your reason. And I love that, because oftentimes we're like, well, I have little kids, I can't do it. And this summer I hired a coach and we were working through just mindset. And one of the things that she said, she's like, that mindset perspective, my kids won't let me, my kids won't let me, my kids won't let me. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. Like, my kids won't let me exercise. And she's like, shift that perspective to, I can do it with them. I can do it with them. Yes, it will be a little bit harder. It's just a season. And I can do it with them, and I can model it for them. And what do you think about that? What do you think on what I just said?
Oh, I agree 100%. You know what? In 2020, when the world shut down, I taught group fitness classes here in my office with my kids coming in and out, joining me. And I think it was a great thing for them to do with me. It's fun for them, and it's a learning experience. I mean, I already told you I'm a homeschool mom. So I literally believe in teaching them everything. Teach them, you know, how muscles work. Teach them how you gain strength. Teach them how you eat right. My 8-year-old actually learned how to read by reading labels on food, because that's what he was interested in. He wanted to know more about food and nutrition because he, you know, he wants to play in the NBA. So he started reading nutrition labels on food. And I absolutely believe that you should just incorporate them into literally everything. I mean, we can walk and push a stroller. We can do, you know, chest presses with our babies. I do everything with them. Like, they're not, to me, I view them as, you know, I got to teach them everything. So I want them to know how to exercise too. I want them to know how to eat right. My birthday, I'm going to tell you a little story. My birthday was last week, and they made me breakfast in bed, and they made omelets and eggs and toast. And it was, you know, a healthy meal and deliciously prepared. So include them in everything.
Yes. Yes. And I know that's like a perspective shift, and that one I had to do too, because right now my kids go to school and then I drop them off, my 3 older ones, and then I come home. And then depending on the day, sometimes my 2-year-old is right next to me as I'm doing an exercise video. And sometimes I'll just turn on some screens for her while she, you know, gets to watch and eat breakfast while I exercise. And that is how I get my movement in. Sometimes I put her in a stroller and we go for a walk, and that's how I get my movement in. So like, just having to shift that perspective, like, it's like, it doesn't have to be when my kids are away. I can also do it with them and model it for them, and that become their norm. They see that. And you were sharing with me a little bit, and I want you to go more depth into it. Like, you have a personal experience with how exercise helped your mental health after you experienced a miscarriage. Can you please share a little bit about that story and how moving your body was able, like on a regular basis, was helping you get through the grieving process?
Yes, I can. I actually haven't really shared this story publicly yet, so I'm going to do it we'll see how it goes. But last summer, our family experienced a miscarriage. We were very happy, obviously, to be adding another little person to our home. And we had shared the excitement with our kids and our few friends and our family. But about 3 weeks after we had told the people, we lost our baby at around the 12-week mark. And after having 3 perfect pregnancies and home birth experience, we were very stunned. It was really a hard hit. Exercise played just a huge role in my recovery, and it still does now. I absolutely love lifting weights, and in fact, I've been doing that for over 20 years. Leading up to the miscarriage, I was training for a powerlifting meet. And in fact, the miscarriage happened on a Tuesday, and it went into that Wednesday. That following Saturday was supposed to be the meet. And obviously, I didn't do that. but I really only had 3 support systems at the time. I had my faith, my family, and exercise. I really didn't have a lot of coping mechanisms for something like that. And I found that it was very easy to fall into mindset traps of blame. And I feel like it's really easy when something traumatic happens to fall into that, blaming certain things or blaming outside things or even inside things. And because I know my body and I had a history of exercise and even histories of like healthy pregnancies and labors and deliveries, I knew in my heart that it wasn't something that I did, but I still had those thoughts. And once I of course had to take a little bit of time off from exercise. I did some walking. I think I probably only took about a week off just to let my body recover. But when I went back, I think it was just a very emotional, I feel like exercise to me is also a very spiritual thing. I often even listen to praise music during exercise because it's just such a way to connect with your body. And so once I was able to take those thoughts captive and realize that it wasn't something that I did, or it wasn't my body failing me, it wasn't something that I could have stopped, then I began to remember that my body is strong and healthy. And I was actually comforted by that during the loss. And I found that the way that I had cared for my body all these years, I even became less afraid of giving birth at an older age. You know, it wasn't scary for me anymore. So we tried again, and we did have our newest little boy who is 5 months currently. But at the end of the day, I don't know if I would call it consistency and continuing to show up and taking that mindset of my body is strong and it can do hard things. But I knew I could get up and go to the gym and do something that I loved. I knew that my body was strong and it wasn't my body that let me down. I think I was just able to work through a lot of those thoughts actually at the gym, lifting the weights. And I remember working through the grief the first few weeks. Like I would even cry during my workouts sometimes, because it was just the miscarriage is a physical experience just like exercise is. And there were just a lot of emotions that came out during that time. And keeping focus on my health, focus on building, being strong physically, but also mentally, I just became more thankful. And I think that thankfulness always wins, right? And I could be thankful for the strength that I already had and remembered that I could do hard things.
Yeah. And I think that's a great reminder that I mentioned earlier, that emotions move through motion, and moving our body when we are feeling stressed or sad or upset, it's one of those things. Like maybe for you, it already came naturally because you were in a rhythm and routine, but oftentimes the very thing that you don't feel like doing is the thing that's going to help you feel better. And so if you are feeling sad, you're feeling depressed, and you're like, I don't want to move my body just because it's just feels like a lot of effort and it feels hard, but sometimes the very thing that you're resisting is the one that's going to help you feel better. And like your emotions need to come out. And like you were talking about crying, that's a wonderful way of releasing that cooped up emotion, that stress, that grief, you know, and then as you're moving your body. And I don't know if you hit the anger stage with grieving, because there's different stages. And in the anger stage, it's usually you want to do just something super heavy and hard. And you just like, lift something hard and just throw it down, or, you know, to release that cooped up energy in a healthy, non-destructive way.
So I did do that. I did hit that stage. We lost the baby in early June. And on the 4th of July, 2022, I thought it was a great idea. I had just too much energy. I felt very stressed and it felt like pent up energy. I just needed to go. And I do not run. I don't run. And I just left my driveway up the hill And we don't live in a neighborhood. So I was running on these horrible streets that you should not be walking on or running on. And I ran for 7 miles. And I ran. I was like, I was Forrest Gump. Like I felt him, you know, and I just kept running. And I passed a friend and she stopped and she's like, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm running." She didn't even know what was going on. She's like, "Do you want to ride home?" And I said, "No, no, I don't." And when I got home, my husband's like, "Where were you?" I was like, "I was running." He's like, "What?" And I mean, it was not a great choice. It was healthy for me because I needed to do that. But then my legs were sore for like 3 days. So, and I have not ran since. But I can tell you the few times in my life that I have gone for a run, it was because something big had happened. Yeah.
Yes, I could totally, I can relate with that. I can relate with that. I want to shift gears a little bit, and I want you to speak to the mom that says, "I have no time. I have 3 kids, I have 4 kids, I have 5 kids, I homeschool." You might relate with that. "I wish I could, but I just don't have the time for this." What mindset shifts does she need to make in order to create time? Because I believe we have time for things that we value and that we find important. You want to scroll on your phone? You find the time for it. You know, you want to watch a movie? You find the time for it. We find time for things that matter to us. And so what is your perspective and mindset on this? And speak to that, mom, please.
Yes, this is a huge roadblock for many moms. And I would say, number one, you are important and you need to know that as a mom, you are important. And I always, always, always use the same analogy with the oxygen mask on an airplane. As a kid, I never understood why they would tell you to put your oxygen mask on before you helped somebody else. But as an adult, and especially as a mom, I totally get it now. If you are not your best, you cannot teach them to be their best. And that's how I coach moms. I tell them to plan ahead and schedule exercise in. So you have to know that you're important, that you can't help anybody else until you are, you know, the best you. And schedule it. I don't just say, you know, I don't tell my clients to just say, "Well, I'm going to do it on Tuesday." I ask them what time they're going to do it. Where are they going to do it? What are they going to do? What time are they going to do it? And how long? And I tell them to put it on their calendar, like to treat it like it's a date with their boss. Like your boss has asked you to show up for a meeting and you are not going to miss that meeting with your boss because they're very important. And this is that important. The date with you for your exercise is just as important as a date with your boss. And you have to treat it that way. You have to treat yourself with a very high importance and remember to schedule it. And if it means getting up a little earlier, or if it means staying up a little late, then it's worth it because the energy that you gain from scheduling that in and actually completing something, whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's 10 minutes, that energy and that confidence, it leaks into other areas of your life. Like you don't even realize it until it's already happened.
And I like how you said, like, you are important. And it's not that your kids are not important. It's that you are important too.
Absolutely.
I just remember hearing that quote, like it was years ago. I think it was also on a podcast and she was speaking to moms about taking care of themselves and moms say, "I feel guilty. You know, I feel guilty taking care of myself." And she's like, "It's not that your kids are not important. It's that you are important too. You are valuable enough and you are the daughter of the king. You deserve to have some time for yourself and to feel your best and to take care of yourself. So then you can take better care of your children because who's benefiting if you're run down, exhausted, feeling overwhelmed, stretched too thin, and have no energy? Nobody benefits in your family from that.
And it's better for your kids to see their mama work out for half an hour a day than having their mom struggling with depression and just sitting on the couch and scrolling through her phone because she's just mentally struggling so much.
Absolutely. It gives you so much more confidence. And you really are so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And what would you say to the mom that her mentality is like, well, if I can't do it right, if I can't work out 7 days a week, 1 to 2 hours a day at the gym, like, what's the point? Might as well just do nothing. And it's that all or nothing mentality. It's the black and white. I either have to do it right and be super committed, not miss a day. And then if I mess up, screw it. Just forget it. It's just not worth it. Speak to that, mama.
I am all or nothing at my core. I am a total perfectionist over here. And I tell you, there is nothing more telling than having a spouse or kids that remind us how imperfect we actually are. So as moms, we know that we are imperfect. And I was stuck in this cycle for a very, very long time. You know, I would start that new routine on Monday and I would do great all week, or at least until Thursday or Friday, and then completely fall off the rails. Undo everything that I had already done and just be like, whatever, I'll start again on Monday. And so the rest of the week was shot too. And so a few years ago, as I was coaching a few moms, it kept coming up. And so I adopted the phrase progress over perfection. I just kind of took that phrase and I said, this is mine, progress over perfection. And so I coach moms and myself, like, we just let go of that all or nothing. We focus on making progress. And just coming out of the summer, I had so many conversations about vacations. And many of those conversations included me asking questions like, well, what did vacation look like previously? Where did you make progress? And pointing out places where they grew with their mindset. So just because they were on a cruise for the summer and they could eat anything they wanted all day long, they weren't. And so making sure that you notice areas where you are growing and finding those. So setting a goal and not worrying when the kids are at a birthday party and you forgot to eat because you were rushing and you had a slice of pizza. That doesn't mean the whole day's shot. It doesn't mean the whole week is shot. It means that you had a slice of pizza and move on. We think that Monday is magic for starting, and we'll just go down a rabbit hole of completely sabotaging our whole progress because we think that we've messed up so bad, right? Maybe you had one slice of pizza today. Previously, you might have had three or four, but you stopped at one. You know, finding those places where you're making progress, where you're growing, and pointing those out to yourself and remembering, hey, I really grew. Normally at the office, they bring donuts on Friday, and normally I would have had four, but today I had one, and I was satisfied with that, and I was happy with that, and that didn't throw me off. I just made a good decision on the very next opportunity. Instead of just saying, screw it, and I will start again next week, or, you know, this didn't work for me. It's really, we're not perfect individuals, and expecting ourselves to start or even stick to a very strict diet is just not possible. So we're never going to get that.
And not even, like, I feel like it's not even enjoyable. You feel like you're just so boxed in, and then you feel like you almost can't even enjoy food. You can't enjoy life. You are so stressed out about messing up a little bit. And that's just not like how life works. It's even if, let's say, you exercise 20 minutes a day, 3 days a week, you can't get in 6 days a week, but you can get 3 days a week. That's like still a lot of days in a year. And you're moving into the direction of who you want to be and becoming stronger and more fit and toned, or whatever it is, the goal. But like, you're still moving into that direction versus sitting on the couch eating chips. Like, you're not moving into the direction that you want to become.
Absolutely. Shifting your mindset to find those little wins in areas that you previously thought, you know, were failing, and letting go of any guilt that comes around because you feel like previously you might have thought you failed, but, you know, 20 minutes is a big thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's progress wins over perfection every time, because we are human and we are not going to be perfect. It's just not possible.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And what about consistency? Staying consistent, because I think that is like one of the hardest things when we start a new healthy habit. It's ridiculous. Bad habits, you don't have to work. They just show up and they stick with you. But when it comes to creating a new healthy habit, it is really hard. And I think it's not as hard to start it as hard as to stick with it and to remain consistent. And we can try it for a week. Maybe we get 2 weeks in and then we just like, oh, it's really hard. Life gets in the way. We stop. And like, how can we remain consistent with exercising, knowing that it's important, knowing that it matters for our health, for just like, it makes us feel better internally, emotionally, mentally, and, you know, physically, and it affects our family. What would you say to that?
I would say, you actually just said it a few minutes ago. I would say start small. You do not have to join a gym and get a, you know, personal trainer. You don't have to spend hours exercising and learning, you know, all these new movements so that you can exercise like a professional athlete. You just need to pick 2 days and start with 5 to 10 minutes. You just start small. As moms, we think that we have to do everything 100% to be in. And really, the consistency is built with small wins. Consistency happens by starting and doing what you say. Because our brains are so smart. Our brains are very smart. And when we say, oh, I'm going to work out tomorrow, and then we sleep through the alarm, our brain will be like, check mark, I got away with it and I don't have to do it the next time. And so then you say it a couple days later, I'm going to get up and I'm going to exercise tomorrow. And then you sleep through it again, because the consistency is sleeping through. The consistency isn't getting up. And so our brains know that. And we have to tell ourselves the truth. And we have to start that consistency small. So I always say, start with 2 days, 5 to 10 minutes, commit to it and do it. After you've not missed 2 days for a couple weeks, maybe 3 or 4 or even a month, then you can add a day. And so then you do 3 days, 5 to 10 minutes a day, and you're consistent with that for a little bit longer. And your brain is like, hey, you know what? We're doing this now. It's believing you. Hey, we're getting up when this alarm goes off because she said so, and this is what we're doing. And after you create that consistency, then if you want, you can add more time. You can work up to 20 minutes or 30 minutes 3 times a week. But we don't, if you don't build that consistency small, then jumping all in tends to fall apart really easily. Unless typically I find people who jump all in and they and are successful are ones who have had a diagnosis and they have no other choice. Mm. Otherwise, normal moms that are trying to work it into our schedule, we just have to start small.
Yeah. And I like the idea of starting small. So when I started exercising consistently, one of the things that I found a YouTube channel, it's called Fit with Sally, and she has 10-minute workout videos for moms. And it's all for moms. It's like either prenatal or postnatal, or it's just a lot of workouts are just moderate intensity. So it's not high intensity. It's not low intensity. It's a lot of like core and just some stuff that I like that like fits my jam. And I really like that the videos are 10 minutes long. Cause like when I see a 30-minute video, I'm like, You're asking for too much. Like, I can't commit to 30 minutes. But when I see 10 minutes, I'm like, okay, 10 minutes. I can do 10 minutes. Like, that seems so doable. And once you get going, you're like, I could do another 10 minutes, you know, like this feels good, you know, and I'll find another video of hers. I'll do it for 10 minutes. But I really like the idea of just starting small. And what I also like is I printed just an empty piece of paper with a calendar, and I just put the dates in it and I have it in my fridge. And then every time I exercise, I put in what I exercise and how many minutes. And then it's on my fridge. I see it every morning. I see it every day. I open the fridge many multiple times a day, and it's like right there. And it's like, it feels so good to fill those blocks in. It makes me feel so accomplished and productive and just feels good, you know? And so I really like that it's on my fridge, that I see it, that it's like right there, because oftentimes we have it in the back of our heads, but when it's there, when it, at least for me, it seems to help. And then I can like visually check mark it.
Absolutely. Anything, I find that anything visual that can remind you, especially as you're getting into the routine, is a great thing. I know some people who have like a coloring sheet and they color in certain areas when they complete one. And then by the end of the month or end of the week, depends on the coloring sheet, I guess, but they'll have it completely colored. And then they look at their sheet and they're like, look, I did this.
And as we're wrapping up right now, tell me, how are you helping moms now?
So right now I have an online coaching program. It is for moms. It's called the Solid Mom Program, and it stands for, it's an acronym, strong, organized, loving, intuitive, and deserving. So that's solid. And we focus on building strength of our body, mind, and soul. And it helps moms to gain confidence, to stay motivated, and to lose the mom guilt. And we focus on making lifestyle changes with nutrition, exercise, and mindset. And so the ultimate goal is to get moms off the diet roller coasters by creating habits that actually honor their body and that makes them sustainable forever. And it's created for tired moms who are stuck and feel guilty investing time or energy or resources into themselves. And yeah, especially the ones who want to stop wasting time. Like they want to do what's right, and they just don't have any time to waste.
Yeah. And you have a special gift for our listeners too.
I do. If you go to my website, www.thesolidmom.com/Elizabeth, you can find a free resource there. You can get the free recipe guide. And if you are listening to this podcast, you can actually use the coupon code Elizabeth. If you see something on my website that you'd like to purchase, you can use the code Elizabeth, and that gives you 10% off.
Thank you. And then one last question that I ask all my guests on my show, what is one thing that you want the listeners to walk away with today?
The one thing that I would say is it's not easy to set boundaries and make yourself a priority. And creating habits is not easy, but changing your mindset and doing that, making yourself a priority, is so worth it.
It is. It is. I agree. And it starts with mindset, shifting your perspective and seeing things from a different lens. Thank you so much for being on Emotionally Healthy Legacy Podcast. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me and Rebecca on this conversation in this podcast episode. So here are the takeaways. Exercise helps us feel good, manage our weight, gain strength, improve ability to do daily tasks, help us combat disease and move well as we get older. Exercise also gives us energy, helps us regulate hormones and our emotions, and lower stress levels. It really affects our confidence levels and mental health. So there are so many benefits of exercise. Number two, you can do exercise with your kids. Involve them. They're not your excuse. They are your reason to do this. You can do it with them. So shift that inner talk, shift that perspective. When you have that thought that tells you, I can't exercise because my kids are with me, they're around me, you say to yourself, I can do it with them. What can I do right now to set myself up for success and can do this with them. So be empowered instead of feeling helpless. Number three, you are important too. If you are not your best, you cannot teach your kids to be their best. Your wellness as a mom really does matter. Number four, all or nothing mentality is not serving you. When you make a mistake, and you will mess up, make a decision that the next opportunity is your chance to make a better choice. And number five, shift your mindset on the little wins that you are making. Progress over perfection. You are taking steps into the right direction. So focus on your progress instead. Ways to connect with Rebecca will be linked in the show notes. I also wanted to share with you two Amazon products along this line is my favorite yoga pants and my favorite workout bra. So I don't have a lot of workout clothes and I pretty much have only black yoga pants. I have like several pairs of black yoga pants and these are the ones that I have ordered over and over again just because the price is reasonable and the quality is pretty good and I just like the way they feel on my body. And they're just pretty good quality. And so I will link them in the show notes. I am 4'11", so I am not tall. And they are just the perfect length for me. I really like that they just fit my body perfectly. I'm about 5 feet tall. 4'11 and 3/4 inch. I never quite made it to 5 feet. And I think I will be probably shrinking from now on. Anyways, and then I will also link my favorite workout bra, the one that I use, and I have a purple color, and I really like it, but I plan on getting a few other colors. It's just, I like the way it looks. I think it's super cute, and it feels good. I will have that linked in the show notes, and if you are interested, you can definitely check it out. My friend, thank you for being here, and I will see you in the next episode.
Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.